And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Couple of minutes here for the top of the hour. And by the way, coming back at the top of the hour, we'll be doing the Grand Council with me, Jeff Poor, and Dale Jackson. But let me wrap this whole section up. I did this whole section on rules of engagement. I mean, you heard Keelan Darby talking about her husband, Officer Ben Darby, and how the rules of engagement, he basically felt like he was doing what he was supposed to do and what he was trained to do and is in jail for it. Okay, it makes you question, do I know my rules of engagement? You as citizens need to know your own rules of engagement. It depends on where you live. State law will govern. I would say life, limb, and property, especially life, is always defendable. But then you've also got jackassery in other districts. I mean, like I've got a text here from Joe from Owens Crossroads. He said, I used to live in the Seattle metro area, whereas we have a stand your ground law. He said they have a retreat law, a duty to retreat law. If someone breaks into your house, you had to prove that you attempted to leave your home before using deadly force. Screw that. In Alabama. Alabama, I gave you all the details of Alabama's stand your ground law, and it's basically your dwelling, which is not necessarily your house. It can be a tent. It can be your hotel room. Your dwelling, your business, your occupied vehicle, occupied being the key point. You can't shoot somebody for breaking into your vehicle out there in the driveway. You can't do that. But then you got to look at other things, too, like the story that I was trying to talk about earlier when we were having computer malfunctions, so I'm not sure it came through. I want to point this out for you. There's a trial starting right now, this week, in Texas. Army Sergeant Daniel Perry was stationed at Fort Hood back in 2020. The race riots were going on in Austin, the Black Lives Matter riots. He was driving an Uber, making extra money in his off-duty hours. And he got stuck in one of those riot crowds. They circled his vehicle. They began beating his vehicle, slamming it. And one of the guys, a protester named Garrett Foster, had an AK-47, allegedly pointed it at Daniel Perry. Perry pulled his lawfully, you know, permitted firearm and shot Garrett Foster. Wouldn't you think, I mean, imagine yourself stuck in a race riot. You're a white dude in a Black Lives Matter riot. They're carrying weapons. Oh, by the way, they're around your vehicle. They won't let you proceed. And they're banging your vehicle and yelling at you. And then one of them has a gun and points it at you. What do you do? Well, he's now on trial. He's got an activist DA who has decided to indict him for murder. The same DA was backed by George Soros. The same DA, by the way, local news investigations have found that he's dropped dozens of felony cases. He sought and obtained indictments against nearly two dozen Austin police officers who responded to the race riots. And all said and done, this Army sergeant is on trial this week. I'm telling you, know where you live, know what the laws are, know your rules of engagement, and then do what you got to do accordingly. All right, folks, we're going to come right back. The Grand Council. That would be Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and little old me. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.